Okay, let's unpack this. Today we're taking a deep dive into the recent movements of Bitcoin and Ethereum. We'll be sifting through, market metrics, the week's biggest news, and some really compelling price action analysis. You've given us a stack of sources here that look like they promise to cut through a lot of the common confusion. So our mission for this deep dive is really to help you understand what's actually driving the crypto market right now. We'll explore why some widely discussed indicators aren't really signaling an alt season. We'll look at what's been behind Ethereum's, pretty impressive surge this past month, and ask if all the signs are really pointing to a new all-time high for Bitcoin. And here's where it gets, I think, really interesting. We're talking multi-billion-dollar corporate ETH purchases, massive dormant Bitcoin movements, and technical patterns that maybe suggest a huge shift is on the horizon. So, what does this all actually mean for understanding where the crypto market might be headed next?
Yeah, it's fascinating, isn't it? How often common indicators can be, misinterpreted. Take the ETH BTC chart, for instance. That's a popular one. While it shows Ethereum gaining or, losing strength relative to Bitcoin, it's just not a reliable indicator for an alt season overall. It simply reflects the price relationship between those two specific dominant assets. It doesn't tell you much about the general performance of other altcoins or like a collective capital rotation through the whole market.
Right. But that's such a common belief, though. I see it all the time. People see that chart move and immediately think, okay, alt season is here. Why do you think that misconception is so persistent? And what should we be looking at instead?
Well, the persistence probably comes from a simplified view, maybe wishful thinking sometimes too. To truly identify an alt season, you really need to broaden your perspective, way beyond just ETH versus BTC. Look at the total market cap of altcoins, excluding Bitcoin and maybe Ethereum in relation to the overall crypto market cap. Or you can use specialized indices, like the Altcoin Season Index. They analyze a much wider basket of assets. Another point that often causes confusion is when Bitcoin dominance drops, while its own market cap and the total market are actually near all-time highs. That scenario by itself also isn't a definitive signal for an alt season.
Okay. That sounds a bit counterintuitive. I think a lot of people would assume exactly the opposite. Why isn't a drop in BTC dominance signaling that altcoins are taking over?
Yeah, seems like it should, right? But the crucial insight here is that a drop in Bitcoin dominance doesn't always mean capital is leaving Bitcoin for alts. Often, what it actually reveals is new money entering the entire crypto market. The whole pie is getting bigger. And maybe specific assets like Ethereum recently are just capturing a larger share of that overall growth. So it's not necessarily a migration of capital from Bitcoin to smaller altcoins. Instead, the total market expands, and ETH, maybe because of ETF narratives or increased institutional interest, just gets a bigger slice of that new capital. A true alt season, traditionally, would require seeing Bitcoin's market cap maybe stagnate or decline, while smaller altcoins really surge across the board. We're not quite seeing that broad movement right now. You have to keep a close eye on the capital flows and performance of those smaller altcoins to confirm a genuine trend.
Okay, that clarifies a lot. Makes sense. So speaking of Ethereum then, the past month has been, incredible for ETH, up over 50%. What's truly been driving that massive surge?
Yeah, it's been quite the run. The week was definitely marked by some significant events that reignited enthusiasm around ETH. A major highlight was SharpLink Gaming announcing a plan to acquire, get this, $5 billion in ETH. Now, to put that into perspective, an amount like that, well, according to current market discussions, it would take about 2.5 years for that much new ETH to even be issued through staking rewards. So that really underscores the scale of demand they're anticipating.
Wow, $5 billion in ETH. That's
Yeah.
that's a serious institutional play. What else was feeding into its rise?
Precisely. That move really reflects a growing institutional demand, and it definitely elevates the bullish sentiment. Another factor was a record number of leveraged bearish positions in futures, shorts. This kind of setup suggests a potential short squeeze. That's where traders who bet on prices falling are basically forced to buy ETH to cover their positions as the price rises, which just pushes it even higher.
Short squeeze, right. And what about the ETFs, the ones everyone's been waiting for? Any significant movement there?
Yes, absolutely. BlackRock's Ethereum ETFs, they registered inflows of $547 million this week. And what's particularly telling, I think, is that this actually surpassed the $497 million in BTC inflows for the same period. That signals a pretty clear institutional preference, at least for this specific week, shifting towards ETH. And then finally, there was talk about scarcity of ETH available for sale on Wintermute's OTC desk, the big over-the-counter desks. Their CEO stated almost nothing was available. That just reinforces the picture of intense buying pressure. So all these factors combined really significantly strengthen ETH's position recently.
Okay. So while Ethereum was making these really big moves, how was Bitcoin navigating the week? Sounds like the focus shifted a bit.
It did seem to shift, yeah. Bitcoin had a more, let's say, contained week. Although BTC did hit a peak around $123,000 earlier in the week. Mm-hmm. That was kind of fueled by crypto week in the U.S. buzz. But that momentum pretty quickly lost strength. It led to corrections back down towards $118,200. There was also some significant volatility caused by, well, a whale selling 40,000 BTC after 14 years of inactivity. That's an $8 billion move. Definitely a rare event. Throws a spanner in the works sometimes.
14 years. Wow.
Yeah. And as we just discussed, the BTC ETF inflows fell behind ETHs for the week. That suggests a renewed, although maybe temporary, interest in altcoins, and particularly Ethereum.
That massive dormant Bitcoin movement. Yeah, that sounds pretty significant. Okay, let's dig into the price action itself then. Given all this, is Bitcoin really pointing towards a new all-time high, or is there more nuance to it?
Well, looking at the charts, the weekly chart closed around $117,000. Now, that's just below the 0.768 Fibonacci retracement level from the previous cycle. And this retracement brought us right back down to test the long-term trend line, or LTA. That's a historical support line that has proven incredibly reliable. I mean, going back to the 2018 lows near $3,200 and the 2020 lows around $9,000.
Okay, so a retest of a historically strong support level, what does that imply for its next potential move?
It generally implies strength, especially how it played out. The current retest at the LTA looks positive because the weekly candle managed to maintain itself above this level by the close. That suggests buyers are stepping in and strongly defending this long-term structure. Additionally, looking forward, we have projected support at the 1.618 Fibonacci extension line, which sits around $109,200. That acts as an extra cushion below. And that level aligns pretty well with a local minimum we saw around $108,000 in past corrections. Historically, breaking below this LTA has often led to instant sharp corrections. So holding it, this positive retest, it really could open up new horizons for a significant rally.
Interesting. And what about the compression we're seeing? People talk about Bollinger Bands squeezing.
Exactly. The visible compression of the Bollinger Bands, you know, those lines that show market volatility, they're getting tight. That usually indicates that volatility could, well, explode very soon.
Yeah.
Expansion follows contraction.
Yeah.
The current weekly candle itself, it had a small body and these upward shadows or wicks that can sometimes suggest quiet accumulation is happening, maybe by larger players, before a more decisive move.
Fascinating. Are there any specific chart patterns or maybe candlestick signals we should be watching that might confirm this potential move?
Absolutely. The weekly chart currently shows a consolidation pattern within what looks like a symmetrical triangle. The LTA, that trend line we discussed, forms the base, and the resistance up near $123,000 forms the top. This is a pretty classic sign of accumulation happening before a potential breakout. Indecision leading to a decision. The candle itself, the most recent weekly one, with its small body and longer upper shadow, it sort of resembles a spinning top. Now, that candlestick usually signals market indecision. But in this context, because it closed above that crucial LTA support,
right. It
arguably has a slight bullish inclination.
Right. And what does history tell us about these symmetrical triangles in Bitcoin? Do they often lead to big moves?
They certainly do. Yeah, historically, symmetrical triangles in Bitcoin, like the one we saw before the big 2017 rally, they've often resulted in pretty substantial movements, like 30-50% after the breakout occurs. So if the price breaks decisively above that $123,000 resistance level, especially with strong volume confirming it, the next logical target we'd be looking at is probably around $130,000. Mm-hmm. However, you always have to consider the other side. A break below the LTA around $117,000 would definitely bring that $109,200 support level into play pretty quickly.
Okay, makes sense. Let's turn to volume indicators for a moment. What are they telling us about this current movement? Are we seeing underlying strength or weakness?
Yeah, the volume indicators, like those on the F.72 market monitor, offer a really rich perspective here. The cumulative volume delta, or CVD, which basically tracks whether buying or selling volume is dominating at different price levels, it's showing a moderate upward trend. That indicates that buying volume has been consistently outperforming selling volume in recent days. That's interesting. Even with that indecisive spinning top candle we just talked about, the total volume, on the other hand, shows a gradual decrease. That suggests overall market activity is actually slowing down, which, again, can often reflect quiet accumulation by larger players just before they make a big move, or sometimes just caution.
Less overall activity happening, but the activity that's happening suggests more buying pressure. Is that a fair summary?
That's a good way to put it, yeah. Then you have the chicken money flow, or CMF. That measures the strength of money flowing into or out of an asset. It's displaying slightly rising bars, which confirms a positive flow of capital into Bitcoin, again, despite the candle's indecision. So you put these pieces together. The CVD points to underlying buyer strength. The total volume suggests maybe caution or strategic positioning, and the CMF reinforces capital inflow. This whole configuration, it strongly suggests that the next candle could be bullish. We might see a potential breakout above $117,000, especially if volume picks up and breaks that compression we see in the Bollinger Bands. Of course, a sharp drop in CVD or CMF could signal a seller's trap, and that would potentially lead to a test of that $109,200 support.
Okay. And what about the oscillators? Things like MANAD or stochastic, are they painting a similar picture of building momentum?
They certainly add more layers to the analysis, and yeah, they seem to align. The wave trends oscillator on the monitor, for example, has bent upwards, reaching about 65%. That's generally seen as a clear sign of positive momentum building, corroborating that upward impetus. The stochastic KDJ, which is another momentum oscillator, it's showing a recent bullish cross of its KND lines. It's positioned near the overbought zone, which sometimes signals caution, but in this context, could also suggest strong buyer strength that might culminate in a price explosion upwards.
Right. And the MAXED, that's a classic indicator a lot of people follow.
Yep, the MAXED. As a multi-indicator tracking momentum is showing its main line crossing above the signal line, that ascent indicates a strengthening bullish trend with momentum appearing to gain traction.
Yeah.
So yeah, taken together, these oscillators are painting a pretty optimistic picture, pointing towards a potentially explosive bullish movement for Bitcoin in the near future.
Okay, so just to recap clearly for everyone listening, what are the absolute critical support and resistance levels we should be monitoring as we look ahead?
Right, key levels. For supports, first is $117,000. That's the long-term trend line, the LTA of the cycle. And it's acting as our current dynamic support. The retest there, as we said, has been positive so far. Then below that is $109,200. That's the 1.618 Fibonacci extension line, the projected strong support, and it lines up with that historical local minimum. On the resistance side, the immediate hurdle is $123,000. That was the recent peak, and it needs to be broken with conviction, ideally with volume. And then beyond that, the next major target would likely be around $134,000. That's the next Fibonacci extension target from the previous cycle, so a significant level to watch if we break higher.
Okay. So if we try and connect all this back to the bigger picture, what we've really seen in this deep dive is a market in, well, fascinating flux, wouldn't you say? We've clarified why some common assumptions about an alt season might be misleading right now. We've understood the institutional demand and the technical factors that seem to have propelled Ethereum's really impressive surge lately. And we've analyzed Bitcoin's strategic retest of that key long-term support and the compression building, which historically, at least, signals big moves are coming. The indicators, as you laid out, are certainly painting a, well, cautiously optimistic picture, perhaps, for Bitcoin. Signs of accumulation, underlying buyer strength despite recent volatility. Well, ETH has definitely demonstrated some remarkable independent strength. So I guess this raises a pretty important question for you to think about. With that massive $8 billion in dormant Bitcoin suddenly on the move after 14 years, and ETH's institutional inflows, at least this past week, actually surpassing BTC's. How might these kinds of shifts in capital, both new and very old, and these long-term holding patterns, how might they reshape the next phase of the crypto market? And maybe more importantly, what does that mean for how you should approach understanding these really complex, evolving cycles?